show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday, how about Technorama Tuesday?
Over there, in the media corner.
I'm good with that.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here are your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
You really don't want us for a flight crew.
No. Hey, we can hang out on our laptops and overshoot the airports ourselves.
Welcome to Technorama. This is a show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all the feedback from the geeks. I am Chuck.
Oh, and I am Craig. I see that you edited the show notes.
A little bit. Several months ago.
What? Oh, okay.
This is the network show for December 7th, 2009. No, 14th, 2009. We're running off of last week's show because we didn't do a show. So bear with us. We had some other commitments, and now we're having some technical challenges. So we're going to do what we always do.
Hey, it's always something, isn't it?
That's what makes Technorama special. I am not able to record the video for this because of limited bandwidth, and we're crossing our fingers hoping that Skype word doesn't become a four-letter word that starts with S.
Too late.
This is a companion podcast to Technorama with all of your email and voicemail and social comments. So sit back, have some fun, listen with the rest of us, do what everybody else does, send in some feedback via email or whatever it is. Before we get into all that, I want to remind you that this show is sponsored by Go to Assist Express. Tis the season for you to be out partying and visiting with friends and playing your MMOs and RPGs and all that other good stuff. And people are going to say, hey, you know what? I've got computer problems. Well, don't guess what's on their screen. As you know, it's like you go up to a doctor and say, doctor, it hurts when I do this. You think you're going to get some free advice? Well, people are going to try and get some free advice from you.
Hey, you don't call your doctor and say, hey, it hurts when I do this.
Make an appointment, please.
Yeah. I don't know what you're doing.
We should have network health plans. Get it?
Hey, don't pass that along to the Obama administration. I might get that.
Our network health plan is Citrix Go to Assist Express. It's great. You can do remote screen sharing with Macs and Windows and you know all your different varied friends, multiple sessions going at once in case you're really having a great online party fixing problems.
Yeah.
That's my idea of great holidays, isn't it yours?
Hey, why don't we do like Microsoft did one with Windows 7 and have instead of the install parties? We'll have a fix-it parties.
A fix-it party. There you go. Well, you could have a 30-day fix-it party with Go to Assist Express. You could try it free for 30 days by going to gotoassist.com/techpodcast. That's the important part. gotoassist.com/techpodcast for your free 30-day trial. You know, these ad spaces just keep getting more and more fun, don't they?
Oh, I'm having a ball.
You realize, I don't know if the listener realizes, these are completely unscripted.
Oh, are they? Oh, wait.
We have major bullet items that we want to hit, but after that, no one's
yes,
stopping
they
us.
They are, Chuck, and let me tell you about this great offer.
I want you to go to assist. No, go. Never mind. Ad space is over. It's on to the voicemail.
I think I'm going to have to get my agent in here.
Those letters, let's find out what you've got to say.
Oh boy!
Mailman, mail today.
You know what? That's our email music, not the voicemail music.
That's okay. We translated it.
It's like Google Voice. We'll read it to you.
Yeah, awesome.
Chuck and Craig, it's Bruce.
Bruce!
Okay, so I'm claiming geek points here. You guys are just going to have to take my word for this, okay? I think I have enough credibility that you will believe me when I say I have not Googled. I have not looked anything up. This is all based upon my memory and also extra geek points because it is based on my memory of what I've heard about in podcasts, nothing about actually playing the game. The breathy young lady who is singing the song accompanied by, I believe, ukulele, that is in the show, and I stopped the show to call you in and say this. That is a song that happens at the end of some game that you play, and I believe it is on a console. I didn't Google it, so I do not remember the game off the top of my head, but I have never played this game, but I heard about this song, which is sung. Ironically, I think it's even sung by the evil boss lady that you have just defeated. And then she sings this happy little song to you. Okay, so how many geek points do I get? I mean, I've never even played the game, and no Google. All right? I challenge you guys, no Googling, just what you remember. Pretty soon, we're going to be Googling directly from our brains, and we won't be able to remember anything. Bye now.
Yeah, I'm already twittering from my brain.
I Twitter to get things into my brain.
Yeah.
That's what we're getting ripped on. We don't have any, I don't have any recollection of what the whole thing is about.
What are you talking about? They're talking about that song? The song we didn't know?
Yeah.
That was a John Colton song, actually.
The one with the video. Well, sung differently and put in well, he's saying it came from a video game.
I was actually called out, well, me and you both, by our Brad P and NJ.
Oops.
He said, dude, you guys lose Greek points. Good
yes,
thing
thank
we're
you,
German.
Brad Pandropoulos.
Well, basically he was saying we lose geek points because we didn't know that was a John Colton song, but hey, you know, I said I recognize it.
I haven't bought all of Jonathan Colton's CDs. You know, I know a few of the good ones.
Wait a minute, it was probably a free song anyway.
Well, I got a bunch of those about 3 years ago.
Yeah, well, you know, I think I recognized it, and I was like, why? But why don't I you know, I couldn't put my finger on it because a girl was singing it.
Okay, yeah, we'll go with that. Darn remakes.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, this is Mark in Memphis.
Lay back.
Don't worry, Chuck and Craig. I will always think of you as the empties in the IT world. What? What? Oh, EMT. Never mind.
The empties?
Yeah, he's recycling us. there's another empty. Throw it in the rest of the recycling
feeling
bin.
A bit empty now.
Yeah.
We appreciate you thinking of us as the EMTs.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Hey, guys. This is Mark in Memphis.
Mark.
You're talking about names in the birthday calendar. Reminded me of a fellow that I knew whose parents named him Harry. Their last name was Leg.
Harry Leg.
Yes, his name was Harry Leg. I couldn't believe that a set of parents would actually name their son Harry when their last name was Leg. And then it got even funnier when he married a woman named
Peg.
Ophelia.
Oh.
I knew it had to be love because I just couldn't believe that somebody would take the name Ophelia Leg on purpose.
On purpose.
Bye.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
boy.
I'm surprised she didn't stay. I thought he was going to say Peg Leg. Didn't we have a funny name thing a couple of years back?
Yeah, it was something like that. I'm sorry. Well, you know, I still, you know, when I'm telling people about Kevin Devon, kind of point out the obvious there.
What?
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 Hey, I mean, you know, it's
what?
Kevin Devin. That's kind of funny. It rhymes. Don't tell me he hadn't been called out on that before.
Well, so did Tommy Thompson. How about Boutros Ghali?
Oh, boy.
Someone wasn't real original.
Yeah.
Either they had a stuttering problem. What would you like to name your son? Let's call him Boutros. Boutros Ghali. Is that his first name or his last name?
Hey, by the way, all respect to Kevin. I don't mean to disrespect you or anything like that. No, lots of love, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, from happy holidays.
On to the email. First one's from Alexis Duran. He says, "Hi, Technorama guys. Last week I sent an email about a web series about the Nintendo characters, and silly me, I forgot to say the name or provide the website. Anyway, the name is There Will Be Brawl at therewillbebrawl.com. So my bad, but when I have you guys, Chuck, try to say the blurb again in the announcer voice or give Craig a try. Would you like to try it this time?"
What, saying there will be brawl?
No. In a dystopian mushroom kingdom, corruption and avarice reign supreme. Even the greatest heroes of the land have been buckled beneath the overwhelming will of the amoral elite. When a series of grisly crimes pushes an unlikely champion to seek the truth, a mystery unfolds that could completely destroy everything he holds dear. Sincerely, Alexis Duran." Oh, wait, that's the signature. Hey,
wait a minute. I don't like this. It says, "I have you guys, Chuck, try to say this blurb again in the announcer voice or give Craig a try." That's the way I read that.
I'll give Craig a try.
What does that mean? Okay, here you go.
It's kind of like,
is it? Huh?
Go ahead.
"In a dystopian mushroom kingdom, corruption and Aravance reign supreme."
Stop. Rule number one of doing voiceovers, you got to be able to read.
Okay. Immortal life. Anyway.
Not a mortal life.
Okay. Let's see what Philip has to say.
Philip writes, this is not Philip from Australia. This is Philip Magalios. Hope I said that right. He says, "I haven't been listening to you guys." Well, that's a nice place to stop. No, he says, "Okay, I haven't been listening to you guys for very long."
What you got
long.
To say?
"I haven't been listening to you guys for very long, but still think you guys are a riot. I'm usually a few days or weeks behind in the episodes." So he doesn't sync his Zune very often, but hey, that's understandable. I don't sync my iPod every day anymore either.
Zune sync?
"But I just heard that neither of y'all knew what this song was. I noticed that you already got flack about it on the website," which is Portal Still Alive typography. "But I feel that I must give you more flack."
Thanks.
"Okay, I can understand that you might know the video. I know that I didn't, but the song, really? Have y'all looked at YouTube in the past, I don't know, year?" Whoa.
No.
"Yeah, Lisa keeps showing me goofy things about people taking their bikes and running them off cliffs and stuff. She finds some good ones. Hopefully you guys have seen it, but if not, you might want to look it up. The device has been modified." And you get the URL.
What's that? Well, I guess the only video I've really seen is the Muppets doing the Bohemian Rhapsody lately.
We've been watching a lot of Bugs Bunny, but now that Cartoon Network has it on during the day, we just TiVo that.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to check out the video later. I haven't checked it out yet. See, I haven't even been to YouTube yet since you seen me on this.
Y'all might have covered this before I started listening, but I don't know if you have it. 101 from Philip.
All right. Thank you, Philip. I'll put the link in the show notes.
Speaking of 101, I spotted another occurrence.
What?
Men in Black 2. You know, when the lady kind of takes over the Men in Black headquarters?
Yeah.
They go into Lockdown 101.
Oh, I hadn't seen that in a long time.
It was on I don't know, Donna recorded it the other night. I forgot what channel it was on.
Hmm. I don't know how we got on it, but Harrison ended up watching both of them.
Just he probably weird. Likes the worm dudes and the dog.
Yeah, the dog's cool.
I was going to record something off of that for you, too, where they go, all hail K, you know, the dudes in the locker room.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, can you see? Something yeah. for you.
Yeah. Yay.
Cujo writes us, he says, I've been wading through my podcast backlog and I've been following the various keyboard discussions. A couple of mm-hmm. comments for you.
Okay.
The various international keyboard layouts originated with typewriters and not computers. As you said, they were created to help prevent jamming the type bars. Since like, different languages tended to have different distribution of letters. Yeah, thanks. The keyboards tended to get reorganized by language. You can see this distribution issue in foreign language Scrabble sets. For example, a Polish Scrabble set has 5 Z's. Well, that's because, yeah, you spell names like Tchaikovsky. No, wait, that's Russian. Polnicek. 5 Z's, K, and W are among the highest scoring letters in French, and there are no J's or K's in an Italian set. Really?
Hmm.
Interesting. There was a minor dig at Apple for using a non-standard, see the air quotes? Well, mm-hmm, you would yeah. if I could run video tonight.
Well, yeah, if you
non-standard
could do Ustream, we
could. Keyboard. This is actually the standard that most computer terminals and computer equipment used prior to the IBM PC. Oh, you mean the IBM PC that decided to put the caps lock down below the shift key? That was a great idea.
Yeah, that was, wasn't it? Awesome.
You can still see the standard keyboard layout in the UK and many other international English keyboards. This is a fine example of the short-lived IBM advertising campaign from the late 70s. We don't follow standards, we make them. Or something to that effect. 101 from from Cujo.
You know what I'm wanting, Chuck? I'm actually waiting for my LeetSpeak keyboard format to come out.
Oh, that would be fun because there'd only be like... What, 18 keys?
Well, you know, all the numbers and letters are all interspersed together in the keyboard.
Right, but think about it. You wouldn't need any numbers. Do you want to make an E? It's a 3, so get rid of the E.
Yeah. Yeah, then at that point, it'd be mainstream or not cool anymore.
Oh, wait, some of the symbols would have to come down. Like, the dollar sign would be the S.
Yeah,
you know,
see?
You could do a keyboard remapping that would do that for you.
You know what? I should take the keys off my keyboard and rearrange them.
But you type a K and it's going to come out like a pipe and a curly brace. How's that work?
Oh, you know, that would be tough.
That would rock.
It would be cool, yes. Actually, we should buy a bunch of keyboards in bulk and just swap them out by hand. Yeah.
Final email is from Brian. He writes, it says, adults watching cartoons is taboo? Well, drat, guess I'm going to have to draw the curtains when I watch the majority of my DVDs.
And yeah.
That would be different from any other time. How?
I guess we got to go in the closet now. Cartoon watching.
Signed, Brian, a.k.a. Cool B. Thank you, everybody, for writing in and sending us the voicemails and things. If you want to send us some voicemail, unless Craig's got some final words.
This and that.
And those.
Yeah, okay, you can get that one in. You said
come
my
on.
Words.
Expand your mind.
Expand my mind.
Think plural.
Here you go.
We appreciate your support, especially the people who contributed generously to the show, like Brian and Cujo and Philip and Mark and Bruce and Alexis. They all contributed. We want to see you join in, too. If not this discussion, maybe something in the regular show that comes out on, well, usually Wednesdays or Thursdays. It's the other show that comes out during the week.
Maybe we'll just selectively ignore it.
Topical. You can call the listener line at 206-222-2428 or email us, technorama@chuckchat.com. If you've got a way to record audio yourself, that would be lovely. You can follow us on Twitter. Or you can make us follow you by putting #101. I have a search for that. Do you? Craig, do you what? Have a search for #101?
I'm sorry, I'm a little slow tonight. Yes, I do, actually. I've got Tech 101. I'll monitor some other stuff, but I won't name that to confuse the issue.
You want a what? Can you say that again in English?
I said I'm looking at other stuff too. I don't want to confuse the issue.
Oh, okay.
but you're kind of making me confuse it anyway. So see what you're making me do.
Dude, I got like three less things to focus on, and I'm still staying ahead of you.
I don't know. I need some help.
I'll say. We still got to do the regular show.
Oh, boy.
Always entertaining right. When one of us is paying attention.
Actually, I hope it's more entertaining than I'm not paying attention.
Visit the website for all the other good stuff at chuckchat.com. You'll find it. How to find us on iTunes and all that good stuff.
I got hurdy brain.
Thanks. Yeah, I can tell. You must have had a real good weekend. Thanks to the following people for donating their time and talent for keeping Technorama going. That would be the cue for the music.
Maestro?
Maestro. There! Oh, man. Right in the earball.
Speaking of drinking.
It's not on cue. Can I blame that on the bandwidth, too? Thank you, Bad Mar, for providing all the great blog content. If you're not going over to the website on a regular basis or subscribing to the RSS feed, you're missing a whole bunch of cool stuff that comes out during the week. Thank you to Ustream, who would normally be up except for my ISP, I think is throttling me. We're around on Sunday nights, but you can join us, chuckchat.com/webcam. Craig's got his stream going, so you'll at least be able to hear me. It'd be a disembodied voice on his webcam instead of his disembodied voice on mine. Chat room provided by freenode.net. The show is a member of Friends in Tech, also part of Farpoint Media. Great stuff at both of those websites. Visit them today. Until next time, tell a friend about Technorama. Say something nice this time. We love you for it. And a binary high five.
101.
Farewell, my friend.